The merchant asked, O my lady, what is thy name? And she answered, Which name of mine dost thou ask? Thereupon the merchant inquired, Hast thou two names? Yes, replied she. My name in the past was Nuzhat al-Zaman, but my name at present is Guzat al-Zaman. When the merchant heard this, his eyes brimmed with tears, and said he to her, Hast thou not a sick brother? Ay, but fortune hath parted me and him, and he lies sick in a strange land. When the story reached this point of despair, Scheherazade saw the approach of dawn and promptly fell silent. Father, I've got good news for you. Our loneliness will soon end. There will be no more sorrow. You'll return home as healthy as before, and your hearty laughter will once again fill our place. And you'll sing us old songs in your lovely, warm voice. You just need to be a little patient, so I can arrange everything. You know I'll do it, and I need no one's help. No one's help at all, my dear father. No one's.
The very first thing that you should do is to help with the registration of the marriage of the late Sina and Tarang officially at the registration office. This way the child becomes your grandson. Otherwise, any claim you may have to him will become null and invalid, and there's nothing you can do.
Interesting. Things are the other way around now. It's me who has to convince Tarang to legalize the marriage, if you can believe such a thing.
You don't have any choice. If you don't do it now, you will get nothing. You will get no rights now, nor in the future.
But how will I be able to find Tarang?
We may be able to contact her through her attorney.
I'd rather talk to her directly before the lawyer finds out if that's possible at all. She may agree, but I'm sure her lawyer will be opposed to the idea.
And can't your husband help at all?
No way. Vahid is dead against it. And I certainly don't want him finding out about this meeting, that's for sure.
Even if you hadn't said that, I would never have told him. And anyway, if I can be of any help at all, at any time, please don't hesitate to call me.
Thank you, Mr. Yousefi.
You are welcome. How is Nasser doing?
Not bad. He's under a doctor's care.
Don't leave him alone. Make sure to visit him.
Of course. Goodbye, then.
Goodbye, ma'am.
What were you saying to Miss Aref?
Don't worry, little one. It wasn't about you.
Then why have you come here? You want to scare me?
I had to talk to you, but I had no other address from you.
How exactly did you find me here?
It wasn't too hard. Instead of asking these questions, you'd better listen to me. Look, Tarang, so far I've tried to keep out of yours and Sarah's fights. But you're ruining your life with your actions. One day you come to the factory, one day you want coins, and one day you go to poor Mr. Ghaffari. You've disrupted our lives. So why don't you just end it all? Why do you doubt? I will personally give you whatever you want. Your marriage portion, money, marriage certificate. I'll take you to the best specialist and the best clinic. And it won't even cost you a thing. You'll get all that you want. Unlike Sarah, I'll do what I promise. I'm a man of my word. You can be absolutely certain of that. But if you want to be a pain in the neck and endanger our lives, I will treat you much, much harsher than Sarah will.
Guess who came into Miss Azin's office today?
I don't know. Mr. Azin, perhaps?
No. Vahid.
You said who?
Vahid. Can you believe it? Engineer Vahid Parto. Seems my fate's intertwined with his family.
Well, what the hell was he doing there?
You know, same old stuff, plus a few threats.
Why didn't you tell me earlier?
It's really no big deal. I didn't want to upset you. I just wonder how he's found my workplace. He doesn't even know where I live.
Didn't he say anything?
I asked, but he didn't reply. For God's sake, find someone as soon as possible before a scandal erupts. I'm afraid that next time, he'll tell a bunch of lies to Miss Aref. I just realized you were so right.
Tarang, are you sleeping?
Who could it be at this hour?
So answer it.
Hello?
Hello?
So who was it?
What's going on?
Sometimes people do things in their life supposedly for the greater good, but they're not always successful, and sometimes their actions can backfire in extreme cases like this one.
What are you saying, Vahid? Instead of these stupid philosophies, tell me why Shadi called you at this time. What's this relationship I'm unaware of?
Why are you making up stories for yourself?
Okay, then. You tell me the story, Mr. Wise One.
You don't even let me. You are right to be upset with me, Sarah. Because it's my fault for not telling you everything from the start. But if I had hid anything from you at all, it was just for the sake of your peace of mind.
I really don't need you and Shadi worrying about me.
There she goes again. The main issue has nothing to do with Shadi. She just calls me about Tarang, that's all.
Tarang?
Yes. Since returning to Tehran, Tarang has been living with Shadi. And this entire time, Shadi has been mediating her calls and supporting her.
This is really weird. Those two have nothing in common. How come they're living together?
Oh, yes. They do share one thing, their animosity towards us.
Why didn't you tell me about this earlier?
I didn't want you getting hurt anymore. I was waiting for the problem to be solved and then tell you.
So why did she hang up when I answered the phone?
Don't tell me you expected her to chat with you. You know that the feeling of disdain between the two of you is very mutual.
I just don't understand why she's calling about Tarang at midnight.
That question, I don't know. The girl is so unpredictable. It's midnight for you and me, but for her, it's just early evening. Or perhaps they might just be fashioning a new plot. It's easy. We can ask her. It's off. She's turned it off because she's afraid you might call. If you want, we can call her tomorrow.
Look, Vahid. Our factory is still in good shape compared to the others in this town. If we could only raise our capacity above 60%, everything will be okay, don't you think?
Well, why don't you do it?
We can do it if we manage to launch 3 glass shard lines in the first phase.
You do the estimates and give me the results. I'll send it to the accounting department with a letter, our usual process. Hello. How are you doing? Welcome, Shadi.
Why is your cell phone off since this morning?
Well, Vahid, we'll talk later.
It's okay with me. I don't mind if you want to stay.
No, thank you. Goodbye.
Are you nuts? Do you even have any idea what you're doing? First, you make that stupid call late at night, and now you've come here? There are much better ways to end a relationship, don't you think?
To me, it seems you're just looking for an excuse. Don't worry. Our relationship died years ago, since you ruined everything for the sake of this factory. If I'm here now, it's only for Tarang.
Okay, why are you yelling? Just sit down, please, and tell me what you want. Could you sit down for a minute, please? Go ahead. What's wrong again?
Vahid, why have you changed so much? I swear, I don't even recognize you anymore. Did you seriously follow Tarang to make her lose? I swear, I don't even recognize you anymore. Did you seriously follow Tarang to make her lose her job? I can't actually believe you would do something so mean.
I'm losing everything, all the dreams I had, all the things I worked for, our future, it's all going down the drain.
To hell with it. You mean to tell me the Ghaffari's inheritance is so precious you're prepared to ruin this poor girl for it? What's happened to that respectable, sensitive Vahid who I loved so much?
Shadi, this is a factory. Please. You're right. I shouldn't have done it. And I was sorry the very minute that I did. Now will you calm down if I apologize?
Tarang trusts me just like a child. I wish you knew how beautiful it is to have someone trust you wholeheartedly and ask for help. But you have used every word of mine against her. I'm always worried about what I will do if she finds out about our relationship.
She won't find out a thing if you don't tell her, Shadi.
I might actually just do that.
I know. I put nothing past you.
Now that you know this, let me tell you another thing. If you go to Tarang's workplace once more, or even speak a word to her employer, mark my words, I will leave you for good. Of course, this time, instead of the factory, I'll come right to your house and say my goodbyes to you in front of Sarah. What are you staring at? You don't believe me?
I do. I do believe you. But I'm looking for that kind, loving Shadi who was my sole hope and refuge in all my loneliness.
If you find her, I trust you will let me know. I just hope it's not too late and she's not dead yet.
The very last time that Ahmad Ahmadi saw his daughter was on the morning he broke her heart. If on that morning Ali had secured the load properly, if Shafiri hadn't insisted the steel being delivered right away, if Assad hadn't agreed to deliver the steel during the day, if Mrs. Kabiri had phoned Ahmadi's mobile, if Mr. Mohammadi hadn't wanted to pass on his rage from the previous evening to his subordinates, if Amir and Shorey hadn't had a row in their car. if Ramat hadn't been forced to deliver to the city during the day. Ahmad would be alive today, and his daughter wouldn't be so sad. We tend to forget that all our affairs are somehow linked to one another. We forget that every little thing we do may impact on another person's entire future. God may allow grown-ups to make mistakes, but at the same time, he loves children.
When you die, I'll inherit whatever else is still in your name.
I may go to prison.
I won't get involved in matters of death.
And if you don't, will my dad have to go to prison? It's not easy for me to sit here and talk about my poor husband's blood money.
I'm doing this just for you.
What can I tell her? That I had killed her father?
The poor man died before his time.
I'd pay for your sister's dowry, too. Life will end, but death will go on forever.
Hello, Miss Rudbari. How are you doing?
Hello, Mr. Yosefi.
I've been waiting for you for a while. I was waiting to catch you on your way home.
Is something wrong? Has something happened to Mr. Ghaffari?
No. It's got nothing to do with him. I've come on behalf of Sarah. She wants to see you no matter what. There's an important issue she wants to talk to you about.
We've done our talking. I don't think that we need to meet again.
No, that's not true. Apparently, she's changed her mind and would very much like to help you out.
I don't remember Sarah ever wanting to do anything in my favor.
This time it is different. Sarah has even asked me to beg you if necessary, in the hope that you might even agree to come. She seems to have a suggestion in line with your demands.
So when can we meet?
Well, I think if you're not too busy, I think that now is a very good time. I could drive you if you want.
I asked Mr. Yosefi to talk to you because I really wasn't sure you'd come if I asked you to come here. I'm sure you understand. We both have so many bitter memories of our previous meetings that I even didn't think that someday we could sit face to face and talk properly at a fancy table and civilly discuss things needed to be discussed. But as fate would have it, it seems our lives are more entwined than this. Anyway, thanks for coming.
Mr. Yosefi said you've had a change of heart and that you want to give me a new offer.
The day you came to the courtyard to see Father wasn't a good day at all. After you left, Father got really sick. I was so mad at you, but since then my feelings have changed, and I don't know what the reason for that is exactly. Father's illness, my loneliness, Fahid's indifferent attitude, or the picture of you and Sina that you left in Father's hand. I mean, I know that I haven't exactly been supportive all these years, and I know that it's probably been hard for you, and I'd like to redeem myself somehow. I mean, I realized that my behavior towards you was wrong up till now, and I needed to make a new decision. A decision that would satisfy all of us. You and me and Father and Sina.
And what's this decision?
Well, first I'll register your marriage to Sina at a registration office. Secondly, you'll be happy to know that I'll pay your dowry in full. Third, I'm going to help you to take good care of yourself during all the months of your pregnancy. And fourth, I'll arrange for you to give birth to your baby in the best of conditions. so? What do you have to say?
What do you want from me in return for all this kindness?
I would like you to stop thinking of aborting your baby.
How does it benefit you?
I hope that after your delivery, you'll leave the child with me and go live your life with peace of mind, with happiness and freedom in your heart.
You mean you want me to give you my child so you can raise him?
No. Not just to raise him. I want to have the child forever.
I don't get it, Sarah. How could you suggest such a thing? Who do you think I am? I'd rather this child were never born than do what you suggest. If your problem is not having a child, why don't you get one from an orphanage?
That's different. My greatest wish is to raise Sina's child.
But you said this child isn't Sina's. How come you want to raise it now?
I truly and deeply apologize for what I said before. Now, will you let me finish? Believe me, this benefits you as well. I have done hours and hours of research. Legally, and according to what I found out, you can keep the child until he's 7 years old, and that would be under our supervision.
If it matters so much to you, then you can wait 7 years.
That's true. But don't you think your separation at that time will be so terribly painful that you'll be torn apart? I'll take care of this child like it was my own baby. With us, everything will be provided for him. The very best teachers, babysitters, education, recreation. His future is already guaranteed. What more could a mother want for her child in this world?
You want to take my child from me by belittling me and showing off your wealth.
Don't say that. This child is a member of our family. He's Sina's son. We're also entitled to worry about his future. This is our legal right. I would like us just to help each other so that our child isn't hurt later in life.
Sarah, I basically...
No, Tarang. Please, we really don't have to talk about this anymore. And I don't expect you to accept or reject my offer right now. I know, this is the very toughest decision you'll ever have to make. But I want you to think hard before answering me. A calculated, well-thought-out answer that you won't regret later on in your life. However, I'm sure you'll agree with me for the sake of your child's happiness. If so, you just need to call me. Just call me and we'll go to the registration office together. In just half an hour, your marriage to Sina will be notarized and the baby's guardianship will be determined. Sometimes you need to overlook your own feelings for the happiness of the one you love. I know this is hard for you and I don't know how I would respond at all. Are you all right? Do you want me to go and get you some water?
Listen, Sarah. You are so ruthless.
Tarang. Please don't tell anyone about this meeting, and I mean nobody at all. Especially Shari. I know that you're living with her. But he told me everything you know. It's just that I think you should know that Shiri has never been a reliable person. Otherwise, why on earth do you think she would tell Vahid where you're living?
Where on earth have you been? I was worried to death about you. You should have at least called me. I've been waiting for you to come back for ages. I have to tell you something. I have been doing some thinking. I won't let you abort the baby. We will raise him together. I will be his aunt. Aunt Shadi. Anything wrong? Has someone upset you? What's wrong? Please say something.
Keeping the baby is your new plot?
Please, tell me what you mean. Where have you been tonight that's made you so distraught?
I was at Sarah's place.
What were you doing there?
It doesn't matter. What matters is how Sarah knows that I'm living with you.
Well, I have no idea how she knows. Why does it even matter? What the hell can she possibly do? Someone must have told her.
Yeah, then, the same someone must have given my work address to Vahid. The same someone has told Mr. Yousefi to wait for me today in front of your house. Who do you think is this someone who knows everything about me?
That someone is me. But you are mistaken. I don't know anything about Sarah and Yousefi and all their plans.
Only Sarah and Yousefi?
With Vahid, it's very different. But it doesn't mean I was reporting on you to him, or did anything against you.
What do you mean? Why is Vahid different from others?
What I feared most in my life has finally happened. I really wish I had told you earlier. Look, Tarang. Vahid and I have been in love for a long time. It all started during my divorce from Sina, and when Sarah and I fought terribly. Vahid was the only one who could help me, and I came to depend on him when my spirits were low. He, on the other hand, took refuge in me because of his unhappy life with Sarah. If it wasn't for the factory's bankruptcy and Ghaffari's illness, we'd have left Iran by now. But my darling, none of this concerns you. I even fought with Vahid for your sake.
You mean to tell me that all this time when I was telling you about my lawyer's advice, always confiding in you, or consulting with you about killing my baby, you were reporting to him? Now I understand why you went on about the coins. And why you both insisted I abort my baby. So now I understand what you meant when you said that women should help each other and get their rights from men.
You're mistaken, my dear. Of course, you're right about the coins. But after that, all I did was defend you.
Shadi, I trusted you with all my heart. How can I believe all your kindness wasn't part of the plan now? You know what? I just realized that out of all of you, Sarah is more honorable and more honest.
Tarang, for God's sake, listen to me for a minute.
I'm not feeling well at all. I'm so tired.
Okay. We'll leave it for tomorrow morning. By then, you'll calm down and we can finally talk. Then I'll explain everything to you in detail. I know you will change your mind.
Since day one, everyone warned me how dangerous this city is, but I didn't believe them. Now I see that they were right. You cannot trust a soul in this city.